You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here are the top headlines of the week from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The government is confident of producing 1.08 billion ton of coal during 2024-25, an official source told FE. The coal ministry is planning to inaugurate 20 first-mile connectivity projects with coal handling plants and silos this fiscal to boost evacuation. The source said that this year they will produce 1,080 million ton of coal. He further added, quote, "Rake deployment has increased and effective utilization of rakes is going to happen. We have coal handling plants silos. In FY24, we inaugurated 8 CHP silos. This year, we are going to inaugurate almost 20, unquote, of the envisioned FY25 target. Coal India is set to produce 838 metric tons. The company revised its target owing to huge stocks at thermal power plants. Meanwhile, Narendra Modi government, if voted back to power, will implement the long-delayed direct taxes code on a priority basis, official sources said, adding that discussions were already underway in the finance ministry in this regard. Initiation of the lawmaking process has been included as a part of the agenda for the Modi 3.0 government after directions from the Prime Minister, the sources said, requesting anonymity. The move is aimed at further simplifying the laws governing direct taxes and aligning those more with the global norms. The sources said the draft prepared by a task force in 2019 would form the basis for the revamp. A recast of the capital gains tax regime is among the key proposals being discussed. Moving on, the current fiscal found a transformative year for mining major Vedanta, a subsidiary of Vedanta Resources, as it prioritizes disciplined growth and explores opportunities. While VRL looks to deleverage $3 billion in the next 3 years, the group is expecting to achieve an annual group EBITDA of $7.5 billion within 2 years, Chairman Anil Agarwal said in a communication to shareholders. Agarwal said, quote, FY25 will be a transformative year for Vedanta on many fronts as we promise disciplined growth, operational excellence, and exploring opportunities along the value chain, unquote. On demerger, Agarwal said, each company will be promoted to leverage its own independent strengths and attract targeted investments, ultimately driving sustainable growth and long-term stakeholder value creation. India's large retail jewelry chains are expanding at a breakneck speed, with estimates suggesting 500 stores coming up from the top 5 chains in just 2 to 3 years. The mid-size and smaller chains are also joining the race. Chirag Seth, principal consultant at Metal Focus, a London-based bullion research fund, said that their survey revealed that top retailers are looking to add 400 to 500 stores over the next 2 to 3 years. The market share of large chains in gold jewelry is expected to grow to 45% compared with a 37% market share in gold jewelry, while brands under the Tata Group such as Tanishq are continuing to grow their shopping mall footprint. Reliance Jewels, Kalyan Jewelers are also opening new stores. Over to market, Just Dial released its fiscal fourth quarter earnings this week, with profit for the period at Rs. 115.74 crore, up 38.4% on year in comparison to Rs. 83.60 crore during the same period last year. It posted revenue from operations at Rs. 270.27 crore, up 16.2% as against Rs. 232.53 crore during the fourth quarter of FY23. The company EBITDA stood at Rs. 70.6 crore, up 111.4% year on year. EBITDA margin witnessed 1,176 BPS year-on-year and 334 BPS quarter-on-quarter expansion, led by top-line growth and cost efficiencies, both on employee costs and other expenses. On to aviation. Budget airline Air India Express this week launched a discount offer of 19% across its network for first-time voters aged 18 to 22 who plan to travel back home to cast their votes in the upcoming 18th Lok Sabha elections. The airline said bookings can be made on its mobile app and website for travel to the airport nearest to their respective constituency of the voter between April 18th and June 1st. Notably, passengers who avail this offer have to show their voter's ID card to the ground staff while collecting the boarding cards at the airport. At present, the airline flies to 31 destinations across India. Lastly, auto sector. Kawasaki is now offering a 3-year warranty as standard across all the models in its India lineup. Earlier, the Japanese superbike brand used to offer a standard warranty of 2 years. The new warranty scheme is applicable across all models, except the KX and KLX dirt bikes, which aren't road legal. The move to increase the warranty period and kilometers should further help cement the brand's position in the industry. That said, the improved warranty scheme has come at a price. Team Green has increased the price of every motorcycle roughly by Rs. 10,000. This is the first price hike by Kawasaki since the commencement of the FY 2024-25. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.